This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, brand new guests, and you could say that they're part of the life sciences, and they really, you know, piqued my interest about 3 months ago. They came on my radar, trading at around 30 cents a share. We're talking about no other than Prevaceutical Medical Inc. They trade on the CSE up there in Canada, ticker symbol PREV. They also trade on the OTCQB down here in the States, ticker symbol PRVCF. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Stephen Van Deventer. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Hello, great to have me on the show today. Thank you.
You know, how did your company come about? And tell us a little bit about the leadership that you surrounded yourself with.
Well, what happened was, prior to this, I'm an investment banker by trade, and prior to doing Prevaceutical, we took a company public and we raised money for them and set them up. It was a company called Aurora Cannabis, which a lot of people are familiar with. It was one of the largest cannabis companies here in Canada. And while we were doing that, we got a call from one of my associates saying, you need to have a look at some of this preventive medicine stuff. So Kimberly and I flew down and we looked at this blue scorpion venom that the guy claims can cure cancer, you know, and we're skeptical about it. But after trying, given to a few of our associates and friends we know that had cancer, we saw some remarkable results. So we decided to move forward. We wanted to create a preventive medicine company. So you've got pharmaceuticals, you have nutraceuticals. We thought, what about Prevaceuticals for preventive medicine? So we ended up trademarking that and incorporated the company and started with Alcel B9 as a scorpion venom first. And then from there, I started to decide that there were other things in the preventive health space we wanted to work on. Now, if I'm going to create a preventive health company, me being a money guy really doesn't quite work on the side with the science side. So I went and started surrounding by the team. First, we needed somebody who would be able to manage the money. So we got Shabira Rajan. She's our CFO. She managed the $2 billion. She was the director of finance for the $2 billion SkyTrain that was done for the 2010 Olympic Games in Vancouver, Canada. And then we decided we need a really good scientist. So we spoke to Dr. Mac Jawadika, and he came as our chief science officer. He was actually with Pfizer for 28 years, retired, and came out of retirement to help us move these products forward.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really great to have back on board. And he was responsible for the drug like Zoloft. He worked on Viagra. So basically, 28 years in Pfizer, he brought a lot of drugs to market. Then we needed somebody actually to work in the lab and physically do the lab work and move things forward. And that's where we went with Dr. Harry Parekh. And he's actually, the technologies we're using are his inventions he's been working with over the last 14 years, the different types. And so he's our chief research officer, and he's actually a senior lecturer at the University of Queensland in Australia too.
Well, tell us about some of your research and your developed programs, the SoGel technology, the Ducified linker technology. When do you think these are going to come to fruition and actually on the market?
Well, we basically have four programs right now. The one program is we're taking the synthetic the scorpion venom and creating a synthetic version, which will be nature identical. We expect in about 18 months to have a product available, but that's not available for the public yet. It'll be having to go to clinical trials after that.
Right.
Then we have the Dalsulfur linker, which is basically a painkiller that's using the same linker technology. And ultimately, if you cut yourself, your brain secretes a certain fluid. It's the strongest type of powerful fluid in the system to basically counteract the pain. And so we've actually been able to take that fluid and create a synthetic version of that. So therefore, this is much stronger than any type of opioid or morphine out there, except you cannot overdose, you cannot get high, and you cannot create tolerance. And so it's a very, very, it's a great way to tackle the opioid crisis.
My guest today is Stephen Van Deventer. He is the CEO of the company. They trade on the CSE, ticker symbol PREV. They also trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol PRVCF. Did you bring on a new doctor?
Yes, we brought in Dr. Meir Khalid in. He's actually, because unique type of skill sets with him. He's actually a lawyer, but also has his doctorate in biotechnologies. And so this helps us actually, as we're moving forward, we're filing our patents and making all our registration. We have somebody who actually physically understands the science side to be able to document it and make sure it protects our interests in the company. So he's actually the director of international operations, and there's actually some news coming out fairly soon. It's not a big deal. It's public knowledge now, is that we've just incorporated Prevaceutical Australia, PTY Ltd., which is our 100% owned subsidiary, and Dr. Merkelin is going to head up as the CEO of our Australian subsidiary.
You know, today I saw you guys put out a press release doing some sort of research for Aurora cannabis exports. What exactly is that all about?
Well, that's what we're doing. So our Sol Gel technology, which is one of the other platforms we have, it's a soluble gel. So what that means, it's a liquid format that when you put it into your nasal cavities, it'll gel on your mucosa behind your nasal cavities. It'll sit there for 7 days. So now what we're doing is we're taking Aurora cannabis as cannabis. And the reason why we chose Aurora was, number one, the high quality of standards that they have, and all their batch-to-batch are, you know, identical strains, so there's no variances in them. And so we're now taking those different molecules and going to infuse them into the Sol Gel so we can time-release it. So you've seen on like YouTube where you see this child's having a seizure, and then they put the oil in their mouth and the seizure stops.
Right.
Well, that's not really preventing anything. That's just curing it after the fact. So the child has a whole bunch of brain damage from those seizures. So imagine now we can put someone to a soldier gel. You put it in the nasal cavity, and we can time release it over 7 days or, you know, 4 or 5 days. So you only have to apply it once or twice a week, and slowly we can drip into your system the CBDs to prevent having the seizures. But the other critical fact about this is, anything you ingest, your body only absorbs about 30% of it.
Right.
About 15% is under ingestion, 30% if you smoke it. So your bioavailability is very low. Our bioavailability is in excess of 90%. So we can use very small doses and time release into the system via the nasal cavity.
So how are you guys taking a new approach to pharma? And I noticed that your therapies are going to be a little bit less costly than the ones that are currently on the market.
Well, how we're actually going to be doing that is we're going to be working on the biomedical side first. Secondly, you know, we have an agreement with the University of Queensland in Australia and their financial arm, tech transfer arm, which is called UniQuest. So ultimately, we do all of the trials in the university using the students, the doctorate students that work under our scientists. So they're all paying to go to university to learn to become a scientist by working on our program. So we've eliminated all the costs of having people working on it. It really only now costs us equipment that we purchase and the materials to be able to. So we can do it a lot, lot cheaper than most other people.
If I'm listening to this interview at home and I'm looking at your stock price at 30 cents, why should I go out and buy your stock?
Well, I think, you know, the company was only came to trade July of last year. Ultimately, you know, typical on an RTO, you definitely see, you know, people just buy shares in a shell, usually just to sell them on any project that comes in on an appreciation. So I think what's happened, we've seen now most of the kind of the day traders, people just buying it to just trade it for a quick nickel, probably filtered out. Now the company has accelerated the programs are moving forward. We finally got this together with Aurora. So I think, you know, you'll start to see over the next 12 months of this company really start to gain some momentum and get some really good news coming out and validations to our technologies, and that will just give us more and more of a reason for the valuation to go up.
Company that we're highlighting today is Prevaceutical Medical Inc. They trade on the CSE PREV. They also trade on the OTC QB PRVCF. In closing, Stephen, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to the listeners?
Well, ultimately, the key factors are, as I said, about us opening up in Australia, because that's a subsidiary that's going to help us there. The Australian government's going to tender back us 40% of any money spent there. So if we spend $1 million on equipment and R&D there, we get cash back of $400,000, not a tax incentive. So that's going to reduce our costs and bring our margins up. And secondly, the team that we put together, bringing Mayor on board, is really accelerating some other factors in the company. So you should see a lot of exciting things happening over the next few months.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully you'll come back in 50 days and give us an update of what's going on with the company.
Sounds great. Thank you very much for having me on today.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.